This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Mad Wednesday, where there's some confusion going on.
It's Mad Wednesday with Dean and Michael.
Yes, it
Michael
is.
And Dean.
Yes.
I got that the wrong way.
Damn it up.
Oh, I'm the top billing. You're the bottom.
Mad Wednesday.
How exciting is this?
Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Yes, it is.
And it's action. Already crazy in the room, isn't it?
Really it? Is.
Crazy arrived. And in the form of Nath Valvo.
Hello, welcome. Joy.
Hi.
I would love if your listeners could have a little live stream video of what you two get up to while the songs are playing. Look, the listeners can decide which one, but maybe someone was applying a cream when I walked in, and that's not even a joke. They were.
The question is where. You can message in on.
Quote, unquote, it's just a preventative. I'm planning on having a big weekend.
Yes.
Quote, unquote. So the people listening can decide.
Michael is going to Thailand, so he's got to be prepared.
It wasn't me. Now, you've used that big thunderous round of applause because you right in the middle of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. You're doing it. You know, how many have you done?
I don't know. We're past halfway.
Right.
So what's that, 12 or 13 or something out of 22 or 23? I'm very bad at
maths. Maths.
That's why I became a comedian.
Yeah.
When you agree to do this, do you just go, all right, I can do this. And do you go out afterwards or are you sort of keeping it nice?
I'm getting older. So this is my sixth comedy festival. So when I first started, of course you do. You get amongst it. A lot of like midsummer, you know, there's so many extra gigs on and all your mates have got shows on. So you kind of like hop to that, go to the Hi-Fi. As everyone knows, the Hi-Fi is the heartbeat of Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Max Watts
now. Sorry, the late show's there. Yep. And if you do that, you do get very sick a lot during the festival.
Yes.
So this year, I've actually been really well behaved. I've only had one night on it.
Right.
That's pretty good. Only one. I mean, proper on it. There's been other nights where I've had a drink and seen some shows.
You haven't hit it hard.
I haven't hit it too hard,
honest. You're halfway through now, so you've still got time.
The week is young.
Yeah.
And Easter as well.
Yeah, but, yeah.
We all go a bit crazy.
There's no such thing as a long weekend for a comedian.
Oh,
so,
no.
Do you know what I mean?
Is it like working down a mine?
If I had a violin button, I would hit it.
No, I mean, that was a humble brag.
Yeah.
That, you know, people get excited in my life about a long weekend, and I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know what that means.
No.
Work an hour a night.
No, it's not easy. God.
An hour a night.
Yeah. It's never that, though. That's a bullshit.
I know. It's a joke. We all play that up, don't we? We actually have to work very hard.
I totally disagree.
There's that 20 minutes of writing the content. And
you got to think about your show for the half an hour before. I've got to get on a tram to get there.
Yeah, exactly. All of that stuff.
It adds up.
Now, the name of your gig is called Not In This House. What does it all mean?
Well, everyone knows by now that the comedians have to name their show
six months before they write it.
And festivals come along and say, we need your show title and a blurb and a photo. And we're like, I don't even know what the show's about yet. So I'm just going to, from now on, I'm going to name my shows things that my mum used to say to me growing up.
Yeah.
Because that will always somehow fit. So she used to say, every time we swore in my house, we got the, not in this house, you won't. Or that kind of stuff. So that's this year's title. Next year's, I think it's going to be, well, wait till next year.
Yeah, give us
look, the
you
show
can
title.
Come back.
Yeah,
leave some illusion.
Yeah, the show title has nothing to do with the show.
although you do reference your mum a little bit.
Of course, everyone knows I do
that
in my shows.
Seen that, haven't you, Mark?
Well, not everybody knows.
Oh, right.
We have to assume there are some people that haven't watched.
Oh, so that have come to my show would know. People that have come to my show know that I do like to dig into the parent stuff because it's great.
Well, and it's real as well.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Of course.
Drawing on what you already know and you know.
Yeah.
Are they ever in the audience and a little bit embarrassed?
I banned Dad from last year's show because it ended in a story about a four-way. And I banned Dad from my Grindr show. If anyone saw that, they'd know absolutely why. But everything else, they do come along and they know enough to be silent in the back. But you guys must know this as well when you do shows or do radio. People love being talked about.
Yeah.
They love it. My family, my friends that I've mentioned in stories before,
they're like, stop it. No, go on.
They love it.
Well, you are in a relationship, aren't you? And how long have you been together with your boyfriend?
Coming up to 4 years.
Right, well, I was there. I was lucky enough to be there on the night that your partner's mother was here.
Right.
Really?
Yes. And it was really interesting because
watching her expression.
I forgot.
Well, he forgot.
Okay. Well, no, seeing what you do, then that goes in quite a few directions.
Yeah, and Cody's family live in Brisbane, which is fantastic.
So handy.
For my comedy career, mostly, because I'm not in Brisbane a lot.
No.
So in the whole time we've been together, they've only really seen me do a limited amount of stand-up. So this was only her second time seeing me do a proper full one-hour show.
And she got it all.
And I forgot that I have a whole bit in the show about how bad Cody is as a name.
Oh, my God.
And how ugly the name Cody is.
Oh, my God,
and
really?
Who would call, and I have a whole bit about it, and, like, he's named after someone from Home and Away, and why would you call your kid that? And it's the name of a 46-year-old skateboarder. Hello to all the Codys listening to Joy right
yeah,
now.
Welcome, welcome.
And I forgot that the woman who named him was in the audience, but it ended up being pretty funny.
Yes, did you remember during the show?
I remember during the show.
Oh, my God, great.
Oh, yeah.
So you're at that show.
Yes.
Right, yeah. And then I mentioned that she was here. I normally concentrate pretty well on stage. It's one of the only times I do behave in terms of sticking to something. And I just completely had a brain melt and was like, she's here. And she ended up standing up and taking a bow. What was that
she
about?
She was allowed. Yeah. That's why. Because you were mean to her.
it went all right.
But
you're not invited for Christmas lunch.
Yeah.
You're obviously not. You weren't in Paris that much because then I do believe you went on to talk about fisting.
No, it was something else. It started with R.
Oh, that's right. I beg your
pardon. The other end.
I got it starts wrong. With I R, it rhymes with singing.
Ector.
Rimming.
No. Oh, there we go. Well, I was close.
Well, I spoke about a particular thing that happened in my life about that, forgetting right. that she was in the audience.
You surely must have remembered by then.
Well, by then you're like, how far can you take
it? Because if I took that bit out, I'd have to invent another 5 minutes to fill the gap. And I thought,
and there
wasn't
time on the tram, was there?
Fill the gap with rimming.
So, technically the bit is about how I'm not into it. So
yeah. No, you were anti
it. I was anti it. Please don't come to my show if you've really got some passionate feelings towards the
art.
Well,
you can have the passionate feelings, but you're not going to talk about
them.
Yeah. I'm very anti it. I don't want to ruffle too many feathers.
That's a whole show in itself, quite frankly.
It really is.
I've seen you a lot over the years, and I just think you've obviously been, you've been doing it a while now, and all those years of, putting in the craft and all that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. you were in your element and had the control of that audience.
Thank
and it was
you.
Opening night. Mm. That's the night that everyone's going to be a little bit nervous
mm-hmm.
because they know people are interviewing and watching all that sort of stuff. You were bloody brilliant.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
I definitely recommend this one to go along to. It's one of those ones obviously you're there to laugh, but that, you can see a lot of comedy and you can laugh in different ways because different comedians have different styles.
Mm.
Yours is funny, funny, funny right from the beginning.
Well, thank you. That's very lovely.
And you're not wearing a bow tie in the photo for a change.
I've dropped the bow tie.
No, but a bunch of us have.
Hang on. I would say...
I'm grateful.
Only Reese Nicholson's still wearing
a bow tie. I was going to say, no, Reese is stuck, so he should, because he looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
There was a year where there was like seven of us,
one
including
year.
Like Mel Buttle, and there was like...
And again,
there was more than one year where you all did it.
There was, I think there was only one year when there was like seven of us, and it was very hard to pick a gay come the festival. But we've all kind of moved on now.
It's
Tom
time.
Ballard wears his t-shirts that just have like, refugee messages written on it. You know, Joel wears, shirts. I kind of wear, I've gone a bit like just t-shirt and jeans now. I've gone the Jerry Seinfeld. Just jeans and some runners. We're trying to split, guys. We're trying to give you guys some difference.
Time to diversify. Yeah. Gays can wear
really,
t-shirts.
Really
gays can wear t-shirts too. Put that on a t-shirt.
Did they go to a museum or something?
Yes.
Comedy museum.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Art Centre next year after the Kylie exhibition.
Yes.
It's going to be the Forgotten Gay Comedian Bow Tie Exhibition.
Allow me to do the piano bar when you're there. That'll be good fun. All right, well, and you're on now, and you've added an extra one.
We've added it because a lot of shows are selling out, which is really lovely. Good on Melbourne for pre-booking. Can I just say, we are a city of pre-bookers. So it's really lovely for people like me who have a lot of shows.
Yeah.
So I think they're learning now, if you don't pre-book, you miss out.
But other states don't do that. Like Adelaide,
right.
I just did the Adelaide Fringe. They're like, I'll check the sales in the morning. Like, Nathan, you've got 12 people coming to your show tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to become an accountant. Why do I do this?
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes before the show, they're like, you've got 120. You're sold out.
Yeah, that's
because they just rock.
Similar happened to me.
Of course.
Apart from the last bit.
Oh.
It remained around 12.
Because they leave it to the last minute.
It's so frustrating.
Melbourne and nerdy. Yeah. So, yeah, because of that, which is fantastic, this Easter weekend, to cash in on people avoiding church and their families,
yes.
I had a sexy late show at 10:45 on Saturday night at Acme. But you can come on Friday or Sunday. It's just tonight and tomorrow night and Saturday have sold out.
Great.
So book your tickets.
But please come along. It's really fun. And it's at Acme, and so it's really comfortable.
MelbourneComedyFestival.com.au for all your tickets.
Thank you, Joy.
Get them all online.
Beautiful people that you are.
Good on you, Nate Falvo.
Thank you.
Michael and Dean, they're all about the important things.
Good people listen around the world.
They do. They stream it.
People complain from all over corners of the globe.
Mad Wednesday, the most complained about show on Joy. Well, not really.
Mad Wednesdays!
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.